Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Kendra Jacobs, Marketing Director for the Knoxville Raceway, about Nationals this year.
What happened this year? What was exciting? What was difficult? How did everything go? What was it like for the Raceway this year?
Yeah, I thought it was a great week. We could take the credit for scripting the feature, we would, but that's completely out of our control and ended up being what many are considering one of the greatest Knoxville Nationals feature events of all time. So having that happen this year was incredible. And just reading the things the fans are saying in retrospect, you know, everyone's talking about how that was the best Nationals they've ever witnessed. And it was such a great time. And the energy level of the whole week felt up. And just a really, really, really great time for the fans. And that was our goal. You know, one thing we talked about this year was that we wanted everyone to have fun again. And I feel like that happened this year. And we really tried to have something going on for every age group at all times. With the Kids Zone, the pre-race concert on Saturday with Pat Cooper was amazing. Just having a dedicated food court area where people could kind of congregate. You know, everything kind of culminated with one of the greatest Nationals features of all time. And then the post-race concert on Saturday night, they're seeing about 600 Rays fans in a barn listening to some live music and just enjoying being there with each other. And I guess that's when it all hits you and relief washes over that the week is over and everything went pretty well and you immediately start planning for next year.
Do you have anything in mind going forward to make it even bigger and better next year?
I think right now it's just going through everything we did this year and seeing what worked and what didn't. And it'd be too early to say, well, we know we're going to do this next year. The racing itself is so good. I mean, that's just something that we're not going to touch and I hope never changes. And, you know, the Duncan family's track prep was amazing. We fought weather really bad on Thursday. And to get that race done by like 9:30, I think, is when John McCoy got it done. And it was incredible to see everyone work together to get out of there at 9:30, because when it started raining that night, it rained and rained hard and there was no way we would have gotten it in. So, I mean, I think everybody here did a really good job of fighting weather and keeping the show on schedule all 4 days. And that's something that they kind of have down to a science here at Knoxville Raceway between the track prep crew and the officials and John McCoy, and the teams were very good at working with the officials that night to make sure it all happened. So that's down to a science now. We've got that figured out. It's the other variables that you can't predict that come into play that we always need to be prepared for. And I feel like every year we'll get stronger and stronger and better at preparing for those things.
Were there some other challenges that you met this year in trying to execute everything?
Well, I mean, I think the rain was the major thing. You know, 2 weeks ago, they were predicting lower than average temperatures, and we ended up having one of the warmest Nationals ever with really high humidity. Everything turned out really well, though, and we just tried to keep the fans entertained. And, you know, it was a tough week for the racing community with losing Brian Clausen from his injuries at the Belleville Nationals, and trying to comfort the family at that time and knowing they were here and wanting to respect them and how they were feeling, and knowing that so many fans were mourning with them. In a way, I think it was a little bit cathartic for everyone to be here and be together and be able to honor Brian in that way during the Nationals. It was something obviously we didn't prepare for, and no one ever wants to be prepared for that. But hopefully the family and his fiance Lauren felt like Brian's legacy was honored and the tributes were well received to him. And we showed that even though people might be having a good time, he was definitely there with us.
Is there anything you'd like to add about this year's Nationals? Anyone you'd like to thank?
Well, obviously, when I thank the sponsors, we had three new sponsors come on board with 5-Hour Energy and Brandt Toyota, and FVP has been a great partner and came back. So thanks to all of them for keeping it going and the amazing staff here at Knoxville Raceway. I mean, I was the newbie this year, and they kind of had to train me on how things work, and all of them were just amazing and kept everything going so smoothly. So thanks to everyone for that. And other than that, the 2017 Nationals are August 9th through 12th, and hopefully people are already starting to make their travel plans.
Thanks again to Kendra Jacobs. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.